The search for Shane Montgomery intensified in mid-December when surveillance footage was released showing the 21-year-old walking towards the Manayunk Canal. Days later, Montgomery's uncle reached out to a volunteer underwater search and rescue squad headquartered in Milford, New Jersey, a small town on the banks of the Delaware River that's a bit downriver from Easton, Pennsylvania. Greg Mutai, who was captain of the Garden State Underwater Recovery Unit when they started the search for Montgomery, says his group has a unique advantage over a government dive team.
Local rescue squads, fire departments, police departments may have dive teams, but they also do fire, rescue, police, whatever it happens to be. So their talents and time is sort of split. We're strictly underwater recovery.
It took the unit 4 trips to Philadelphia until they were able to recover Montgomery's body from the canal on January 3rd. Jerry Boylan, who took over as captain on January 1st and was with the team the day Montgomery was found, says they are able to go wherever they need to and spend however long it takes. He says they run on donations, so they don't have to charge families.
You just can't look up in the phone book and say, you know, where's the guys who are going to go in the river and find my son or my father or my brother or sister or whatever. So when they do find us, that's one less worry that they have to make. That they have to have, that, you know, they can't afford us, or that we're there for just the money or the glory or whatever. We're there for the families.
All the members started off as recreational divers, heading to the Caribbean or Mexico to dive in reefs or check out underwater wildlife. In 2010, one member even found the bell of the 1950s sunken ocean liner Andrea Doria in the Atlantic Ocean. As an all-volunteer squad, the members have day jobs, dedicating weekends to search efforts.
You know, computer programmers who can take care of problems here, mechanics, engineers, lawyers. We have a PhD in microbiology. We have a mortuary technician, owns a couple of funeral shops. We're a pretty eclectic group.
Another diver, Brian Lane, has been with the unit for over 30 years.
Joined the unit back in about 83, so I'm one of the old war horses. I'm a farmer, and I do it because I never had to serve in the military, and this is my reason to give back to the country. This is why I do it.
Everyone has a different reason for choosing this very specific way of utilizing their diving talents, says Jerry Boylan.
The gentleman who found Shane, he's here because his brother drowned years ago. So I can't really speak to what brings everybody together, but I know that once they come here and they get into the unit and get trained in how to do this particular skill, they usually stick around for a while.
Tom McGuire began diving 17 years ago and has been volunteering with the unit for 4 years with his son. Before signing up with the unit, McGuire asked his son if he was sure he could commit.
I actually asked him if he could really go out and recover someone. And his answer kind of set the tone for us, and he said, if it was you or Mom or Molly or Peg, his sisters, I want somebody to go get them. Who's the somebody? That's got to be certified divers that have gear and are willing to go get trained to do it. Who's somebody? That would be us. Here we are.
For WHYY, I'm Nima Roshania.